Hello, hello. Welcome to Business Spotlight USA. Monica Gunderson here with Chisel Action Coach. So excited. It's my favorite time of day and week when I get to connect with a business owner. Today, we have Seth Klug here with us from X Golf of Madison and Middleton. Hello, Seth.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I am well, and how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Great. Hey, I am so excited for you to be on Business Spotlight. Look forward to hearing your story and sharing it with many others. So let's jump in, and why don't we start off with a little bit about Seth's background and kind of what your business is about?
Yeah, so, first off, thank you for the opportunity. I'm really excited to have this discussion. I have a background in IT. I've got three kids who are we're very much into sports. We live in a rural community just outside of Madison. So I've been working in the IT cybersecurity space for about 20 years. Sports have been my life. Golf has been an obsession. A couple of years ago, when this opportunity kind of presented itself, it really grabbed our attention. And when I say we, my brother Aaron and I are the two owners of X Golf Madison and Middleton. So we started up just as the pandemic was kicking in. So it was a bit of a challenge. And we can talk a bit more about that later if it makes sense. But it's been a fun ride so far.
Oh, that's great. So tell me, I love the IT background and then the technology behind X Golf. Does that coordinate at all? Did that tie in?
It very much does. We have the most top of the line golf simulators in the business. We like to pride ourselves in saying that we're the most accurate, and a part of being the most accurate is we have the most technology tied into our simulators. So we've got really high-powered computers and sensors and cameras. You can see the setup behind me, but the ball comes up out of the floor. There are sensors on the floor. There's high-definition cameras. So there's really a lot of technology that goes into producing the most accurate golf ball flight that you can get, and what we believe is to be the best experience in indoor golf.
Oh, that's very cool. It's always interesting how our previous worlds collide with our existing worlds and our future worlds. So I think that's really neat. And so really great to hear. So really a family business with you and your brother, which is really awesome to hear. And when you think about not only the skill side that you brought, but what about the journey was so exciting to you and your big why for becoming a business owner of X Golf.
Yeah, I've always been interested in business. I've always been interested in being my own boss of sorts. We're not quite there yet because we're just a couple of years into our journey, but golf being a passion, my brother lives just outside of Milwaukee, and the first X Golf opened there. So he caught wind of X Golf. He went there, he played in their leagues, and he came to work. Well, I guess I should preface and say my brother works for the same company I do, and he works in the same space as I do. So we see each other a lot. We have a great relationship. So he came to work one day and said, "Hey, you got to check out X Golf." So I went on the website, and it just kind of clicked, right? It was like there's nothing really like this in Madison right now. I am passionate about golf. I'm passionate about business. This is really exciting, and that's kind of where it started. We then started the conversation with X Golf America. We found out that there was an opportunity in Madison. And then we kind of started down that path. The pandemic hit, kind of locked everything up just as we were needing to make a decision to go or no go. And I think, like a lot of other people, we thought, oh, this is going to be over in 6 months or less. People are going to be locked up all summer. They're going to be raring to go and excited to get out and do things in the winter and the fall. So this could be really good for us. So we decided to move forward, and we opened up two of them, actually, one on the west side in Middleton and one on the east side of Madison, because that would allow us to own the whole market. We could share things like advertising and specials and a lot of customer sharing as well. So that's kind of how we got started down that path with two stores at once during a pandemic.
Wow. So one of the things that you said, there was a moment you had to make a decision, right? And it was probably one of the hardest moments. A pandemic hits. What do you think is within you and your brother that you move forward, that you pressed on and said, let's do it?
So my brother and I are very similar, but we're also very different in certain ways. He's more of the sensible, smart, let's think this through. Is this really like, are we gonna put ourselves in a bunch of risk? And I am more of, let's do it, let's figure it out. Ultimately, it came down to the fact that XGolf is growing rapidly. There was going to be an XGolf in Madison, at least one, if we didn't do it. So if we didn't do it now, it was going to get taken up. And if we tried to do our own simulator business, we felt like XGolf was so good that it was going to probably make our outside venture more difficult. So we felt like, let's get on board with XGolf. Let's figure it out. There's a proven model of success with other stores across the country. And so we ended up opening up, I think, stores 28 and 29 in the country. And we will have 100 stores open in the United States by the end of this year with over 150 contracts signed. So in
Wow.
3 years, we've grown exponentially and it's not slowing down. Entertainment golf is blowing up with things like Topgolf. There are a few other indoor places that are picking up some steam. Entertainment golf, similar to bowling indoors and axe throwing and things like that, are becoming very, very popular. It's a really electric environment. We've got full food and bar, leagues, lessons. We do events. We're really good at events. We sell golf clubs, we sell some apparel. So we kind of do everything at X Golf. It's really an exciting environment.
That's great. So lots of opportunity. You saw all of that opportunity. That's awesome. So I'm guessing you and your brother aren't doing this alone. I'm guessing you have a team at X Golf.
We do. Yep.
Right.
We
Tell
have a
me
general
about your
manager.
team.
So we have a general manager who also manages our West Side store in Middleton. His name is Alex. He's very good. We also have a store manager on the East Side. His name is Logan. He's also very good. So we have a GM. The store manager reports to him, and the GM reports to Aaron and I as the owners. As you can imagine, during the pandemic, staffing was a bit of a challenge. I believe that we have a really strong team now. We have a lot of staff that work at golf courses outdoors in the summer, and then they come back to us in the winter. So they're staying in the golf business. They know how to talk the lingo. They know if they engage more with our customers have a better time. They then spend more money. They tip better. They return more. So we're starting to get the culture in place where we have good returning people who understand the value of putting forth a good product because it benefits them monetarily. And then for Aaron and I, that just helps our product overall.
Yeah, that is great. So when you mentioned culture, so glad to hear that. And I love talking about culture. What would you say is your number one rule of the game or point of culture at X Golf for you and your team?
Great question. And that's something that we talk about a lot as a team. And it's really putting forth an environment that is really inviting to our customers. We have simulator suites. So our suites are 16 feet wide. You can see behind me. We have leather furniture. We've got high top tables. We want to serve you in your suite. So when you show up, we're going to walk you to your suite. We're going to give you an introduction to our technology. We're going to offer up food and drink, and we're going to return and make sure that you always have as much as you want to eat and drink. So we really pride ourselves in taking care of our customers, making sure that they have a fantastic time. Also, there's music playing in the background. it's kind of a vibe. We try to pride ourselves in having a bit of a vibe in X-Golf as being just entertainment. It's fun. We're a sports bar, we're a restaurant, we're an indoor golf facility, we're a professional golf facility. We do lessons and club fittings and sales. We kind of do it all. And I think we can morph our vibe around whatever you'd like. If you're doing an event with us, we can alter the music and we can change lighting and we can put things up on the screens to advertise for you. For our leagues are kind of a party. So we play loud music, loud fun music. It's three on three. People are chatting to each other, and there's just a lot of fun back and forth. I don't want to say gambling because that's illegal, but there are definitely, like, I bet I'm going to hit this closer than you sort of thing, right? So it's a really fun environment, and our leagues have been very successful, and our customers are coming back because of that.
Seth, I love thinking of a vibe for a culture. That's a great way to describe it. And so kudos to all of you. So, with that vibe being about the customer experience and the customer coming in, who's your ideal customer? Who do you like to see visit X Golf?
That's a tough question because I can tell you who comes to X Golf primarily, right? So it's primarily men, 21 to 50 years old. That's primarily who comes to X Golf. We are getting a lot more women. Our customers are really anyone looking to have a good time in a sports bar environment. You can come watch Brewer games and Bucks games and Packer games and any sort of game you want. We have drink specials, we've got happy hour specials. You don't have to play golf when you're here. You can sit in a couch and talk with people. You'll be comfortable. We have a full bar, like I said. We can make you anything you want. We have lots of food offerings. So if you're not a golfer or you're really new at golf, you can hit a couple shots and you can step out. It's a lot better than playing outdoors, honestly, in that fact, because if you're really new and you hit the ball 20 feet and you get in the cart and you grab a different club and you drive up 20 feet and you hit it again, it gets embarrassing and it gets difficult. Here, you can hit a couple shots. You can bow and say, I'm good for now. I'll maybe pop in a bit later. And it's also really good for those who are really serious about their game, and they can play. You rent us out by the hour. We track as many statistics as your mind can handle. So if you're really technical, sorry, and you want to do gapping between all of your clubs and see how far you hit them and look at spin rates and launch angles and all those things, like, we can do that. Most people don't. They just want to hit balls and see it fly and have a good time. So we're really the best of both worlds. We can get as technical as you want, or we can be as simple and entertaining as you want.
That's great. So I can relate to, the having to keep getting into the golf cart and driving it all over the golf course stuff. So excellent. So I think you've mentioned a lot about your uniqueness, the vibe, the environment, the culture. If you had only one sentence, and it can be a long sentence, but what would you say X Golf's uniqueness is?
It's going to sound cheesy because it's X-Golf's tagline, but it's play, train, and entertain. So you can entertain clients, customers, employees. You can have birthday parties, graduation parties. We have end of season parties for sporting teams, youth teams. We have NFL fantasy draft parties here. You can entertain. March Madness is crazy here. Law firms and other financial firms will book it out and bring in customers and watch basketball all day. It's a really great environment. So that's entertain. You can play. So you can play in leagues. You can just play with friends here. We have over 60 golf courses across the globe. All the big popular ones, we have them. You can play them at any tee length. You can play them at different levels of difficulty. So we start at professional, which is, it's completely honest with you. Exactly how you hit it in here is how it would fly outside. It's brutally honest. Most people play there. But if you're really new, we can bump you down levels and levels and levels all the way down to novice. And each level you go down, the ball flies a little longer and a little straighter. And it gives people a better experience. So I bring my kids here. They love it. My wife loves it. We'll bump them down to novice and they just hit the ball as hard as they can and they have fun. They love seeing how far they can hit it. We're not worried about going under par, you know, at 11 and 9 and 6, right? We're just wanting them to fall in love with the game.
Wow.
And then lastly, train. We have lessons. I give lessons here. You can come and track your statistics. You can get as geeked out as you want. We fit for golf clubs. Like I said, you can buy golf clubs. We can get you into the right club heads and shafts and the right loft and lie. We can do all that for you. So if you want to train and get really better at golf for your outdoor season, if that's where you want to play, the ball flies outdoors very similar to how it does in here. And that's another check mark for our technology is it's very accurate. So we offer entertain, play, and train. So play, train, entertain.
Yeah, I love it. Guess what? Being part of the community of X-Golf, you don't have to recreate those things. It came right in the package for you. So I think it's great. They've already figured it out. That's awesome.
Yes,
100%. So you mentioned, you know, some of those packages, and you were just reminding me, my first introduction to X-Golf was a gift certificate for I think it was either Christmas or birthday. And so I'm just thinking we're kind of getting into that season. So probably something that is available. Is that online? I believe I bought it online even. Is that correct?
Yes, 100%. You can buy gift cards, gift certificates online at all X-Golfs. You can also buy them in store. So depending on where you are, we're moving to a national gift card platform. So if you buy a gift card here, but then you're traveling for work out to New York or Boston or Chicago, you can use that gift card there because those stores are popping up all over the place. So 100% gift cards. We are going to have holiday specials for gift cards. I think most X-Golfs will. That's a big deal for us. It's a great gift over the holidays. So yeah,
great.
Go get yours.
Awesome. Definitely, for sure. So let's talk about the future. 3 to 5 year vision for X-Golf of Madison and Middleton.
Yeah. So we're very new yet, right? So we're only a couple of years in. We would like to first off be more successful over the summer, right? So the summer right now is slow for all X-Golfs, and there's opportunity there to work with more organizations in the community and do events and parties and things like that. So in 3 to 5 years, I'd like to see our utilization rates go up across our simulators. We can do better in the fall, winter, and spring. We're very busy already, but there is room for improvement. So I'd like to see our utilization rates go up across our simulators in both our peak and our off-peak season. A lot of X-Golfs are expanding, putting forth more stores. When we worked with X-Golf America, they felt like we could do more than 2 X-Golfs in Madison. So that's always in the back of our mind, but we want to be more comfortable, have a bit more success behind us before we look at expanding. No one else can open an X-Golf in or around Madison, so we're not worried about that. There are things like Wisconsin Dells that people approach us about and say, hey, you guys should go there. I don't know if you know what Wisconsin Dells are, but it's a big indoor and outdoor water park town about 40 minutes north of here. So a lot of people go there on vacation. They need places to eat and drink and activities to do. So that's something to think about. It brings its own challenges, much like any store, but 3 to 5 years, I'd like to feel more comfortable in our utilization, really start being able to feel good over the summer, and maybe start thinking about expanding.
So Seth, thank you, for sharing that. And also thanks for being real, right? Business is only 2 years old, right? We're still building, we're still figuring it out, and that's the reality. So let me ask you, what is the most memorable speed bump that you experienced that you would say, heads up, we hit this speed bump. If you can avoid it as a new business owner, I'd encourage you to avoid it.
Yes. So opening during a pandemic was difficult for a lot of reasons. A lot of people were working from home in the city departments, so getting permitting and those sorts of things were a bit of a challenge. We hadn't done this before, right? So we just trusted the people that had done it before. And like any new business, there were some opportunities, some things that were missed. We got delayed by months in the beginning due to permitting and not great communication between the general contractor and ourselves. So I would just say stay as close to the details as possible. Hold people to their schedules, hold people accountable for things that they tell you that they're going to do. Read contracts, read every line of the contract. It's absolutely brutal, especially when you're starting up and you're getting all these new accounts, but we got locked into a few things that we didn't realize were 3-year, 5-year contracts that, when you're signing five different things a day, have your lawyer read through everything. It's expensive, but have them do it. It'll pay out in the long run. So I would just say the details of opening, there were a few things that bit us that if we were to open another store, I know that it would go a lot smoother. It would cost us a bit less money. I think so. That's kind of it, is just the details around opening and all the processes.
Right. Yeah, and you're always learning, right? So the more you do it, the reps you put in, you'll get better. So that's great. So we're gonna go into kind of some power questions, and I would ask you, one thing you wish more people knew about your business.
We are a sports bar. We have a 50-foot long bar. We've got 20 TVs. Everything that you go to your local sports bar for, you can get at X Golf. And you can play golf. There's most of our customers think of us as a golf facility only. And we really need to change the narrative a bit and get people to realize that we're a sports bar. You can come here and eat. Our food's actually pretty good. I'm a little biased, but I think it is pretty good. So it's just kind of getting people to realize that we're not just a golf facility. You don't need to just come to us from between 9 and 5 p.m., right? You can be here at night. You can watch sports at night. We're open. We have every kind of drink you can imagine and loads of food options. So we don't have a lot of people that just come and hang out and watch sports like they do at other sports bars. And that's, I think, the biggest thing right now.
Yeah. Sports bar plus golf. I'm thinking that's a win-win for many. So that's great.
Makes perfect sense to me. Makes perfect sense
Right.
to me.
Thanks. I hear you. All right. Let's power through. Seth's one key to success.
Think of your customer in everything you do. It's all customer based. Without the customer, you're nothing, right? So it's hard to spend money when you don't have a lot of money, when you're just starting and summers are dire, but you need to be smart about it. You can't forget about them. You still have to put forth a product that represents your brand. You cannot have someone come in and have a bad experience here because we're slow. Everything's got to be on. The music's got to be playing. We've got to be bright and bubbly, even if our employees have been sitting here for 6 hours and they haven't seen anyone. When that person comes in, you're engaging, you're talking to them, you're giving them the experience that they should expect every single time they come in.
And if I had a magic wand that I could hand to you to use in your business, what would you use it on?
growing our event opportunities. My brother and I are not working by any means part-time or full-time for X Golf. We have managers and such, and what we really are not doing is getting the outreach that we need, the networking opportunities. We're parts of all the chambers of commerce, but we can't go to things every day. And it's really the networking, the engagement piece with the businesses, those people that are doing hosting events. You know, why would you go to a sports bar with your team and have everyone stand in a circle next to a bar and talk, right? Versus you have that at X Golf, but you can also play golf, and then people are engaging in other things, and it just makes talking more natural. So it's really, I think, finding that secret sauce for getting events to bump up a bit, and that event engagement. And I think we need to find someone in the hospitality space, an event manager of sorts, who's got their pulse on that market in Madison. And really, that's kind of our next opportunity, I think, is finding someone who can help us grow.
Awesome. Well, I hope the dust off the magic wand and you have a great plan. So great idea to tap into someone who does it well, right? So that's great. All right. So how can people find you, learn more about you and X Golf?
So we're on all the social media platforms, so X Golf Madison and X Golf Middleton. We have a central website. It's xgolfwisconsin.com. You can get to both of our sites. You can get gift cards. You can get to lessons and special events and things like that. Otherwise, each one of our stores have their own website. So you can just go to playxgolf.com, and then you can navigate all the different locations across the country. If you're in the Madison area, we would love to have you visit us. But yes, playxgolf.com is where you can get all the information on our offerings.
Awesome. Great. And we will wrap up with just a little inspiration for all of those listening. What inspires you the most?
I love being here. I love serving customers. I am never just standing back and watching. I'm always talking to our customers and engaging with them and seeing if they're having a good time. Why are they here? Are they here for a birthday party or bachelor party? Are they just here with friends? They play every week. I love getting the feedback and making sure that they have a good time. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like we're growing. We have been growing month over month from last year, so that's really good. But it's really being in front of the customers and getting their feedback, seeing how excited they are, how good of an experience they're having. You know, we get feedback from other facilities in the area, and say a really, really high percentage of the time, they feel like we do it best, and that feels really good. So I would say that.
Well, Seth, it has been an absolute pleasure. And I think even ending on kind of that note of your connections to people and commitment to other people's experiences and you know, wanting to be the best and win the game. I just want to say what a pleasure it has been. Congrats on being on the business spotlight and look forward to getting your story out there. So I look forward to visiting and hope to see you at X Golf in the very near future.
Thank you, Monica. This has been really
All
fun.
right.